The Water Management Board has set certain guidelines to consider water use for the Keystone XL pipeline. The board is hearing one legal consideration at a time for each of three rivers individually. On this fourth day of hearings, testimony still centers on the first consideration, water quantity and availability. However, when a witness is not available to come back for each of the considerations, he or she can be heard out of turn and address such topics as public good and beneficial use. Wednesday morning started with one such witness. Intervenor Elizabeth Lone Eagle calls Joseph Bringsplenty, a traditional chief and law enforcement officer on the Cheyenne River Reservation. He begins to testify about the historical and spiritual uses of water when he is interrupted by TC Energy attorney William Taylor, who seeks a standing objection.
It's our opinion that testimony regarding the impact of the completed KXL pipeline on subjects like global warming, climate change, air pollution, public safety, tribal heritage sites is irrelevant to the matters that are an issue in this hearing.
Taylor says state law restricts permit considerations to the immediate and proximate effect of water use and not the potential damage the completed project might cause. Board Chairman Jim Huttmacher denies Taylor's request, and then Bringsplenty continues his testimony.
Miniwachoni means water of life. If we don't have water, we die. If we have too much, we die.
Bringsplenty points out that water is used in ceremonies such as a nipi or sweat.
We take in buckets of water with us, and we use them to put on the toka or the rocks, and it creates a steam and what we believe is our relative's breath, po, you know, and what we do is we breathe that in.
Bringsplenty says this ceremony is meant to cleanse the people, and contaminated water might make them sick. His testimony was taken out of turn because he was not available later. After he testified, TC continued calling its witnesses. First up was a project manager explaining the particulars of installing pipelines in ground and under streams and how the water requested in the permit would be used for construction. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.